Mary Ann.
Beginning or started?
I took a class and it's a long time ago.
Yay, now it's working.
Do you have a lot of recall of that?
No.
Are we ready?
We're ready. I just wanted to express how happy we are to have you here. This is the first talk in Many Rivers, and we're into our 10th year now. We're going to be celebrating our 10th year in November. This is our first talk on Palm Street. So, and, you know, by a local author, you know, the author of this book. So I just think that that's really cool. And thank you very much, Preach, for coming here. Appreciate it.
So I'm going to take 2 minutes for shameless promotion, and then we're into Palm Street. This is my book, The Art and Magic of Palmistry. It is a book that I self-published because I wanted to be able to use my material more than just give it to someone else, and then I can't use it if I sell it to a publisher, which is what I found out from trying to use the material from our Matrix Meditation book that I wrote with my husband Victor, and I tried to use the material and I was told no. So think about a whole life worth of work that you can't use anymore because you sold it for 50 cents a copy. I decided to keep my rights and self-publish for a change, and I'm actually doing, it's like really surprising, I'm getting a lot more money self-publishing that comes in than through the publisher. So I still have to pay myself back. Selling on Amazon and through other channels, and I'm actually doing better than if I would have gone for a publisher, and I can use the material. And then I just had the good fortune of having Thoreau Media Company publish a novel that I wrote. It's a romantic occult novel that involves the Tarot and has 22 chapters for each major arcane card, and it's called Theater of Karma, and it's nasty, naughty, and contemporary San Francisco metaphysical lifestyle, all kind of woven in and out of people that are into magic and love. So,
what's it called?
Theater of Karma. And I had a box I was going to bring and show you the book, and I switched cars with someone, and they're driving my books around. But so now we're going to get into the nitty gritty. And what I'd love to do is just everybody hold your neighbor's hand. Because the way that you learn how to do palmistry is you have to, like, take people's hands. You can do other kind of palmistry where you say, oh, just hold your hands up, I just want to look at them. That's not my style. My style is holding hands. Mostly for beginning classes, people say, well, how do you read hands? And I say, well, you have to figure out your own style, and you can read a lot of different people how to do it, but the technique I use is, if a person's right-handed, I use their right hand to read the present and future potential, and the passive hand or inactive hand as their potential and what they come into the world with. Some people only use one hand. Some people, like myself, I use both hands because I like to see the comparison. Usually the dominant hand has stronger lines than the passive hand. And the lines usually are different between the two hands, so it's good to kind of go, well, that's how you came in, but this is how you are developing those avenues, or how you're using your potential. And since we're holding each other's hands, another way to read hands is that you don't really even look at the lines, you just do an intuitive, you take the person's energy and you feel it and you read intuitively. And a friend of mine who used to go to parties with me, and he would just, I was always fascinated with him because he would just kind of go like, and do readings like that. But he was also the kind of person who would collect money for my astrology readings and not tell me, and then I'd get calls like, when are you going to read my astrology chart? And I go, what astrology chart? So always check who you're working with, but just know there's all kinds of people and there's all kinds of ways to do readings when you're doing palmistry. But play with the intuitive, trying to feel the vibrations. Try to look at the hands and get a sense of what hands look like, what they feel like, temperature-wise, texture-wise. If you're feeling vibrations, the next thing we're going to do is stop holding the person's hand, but put your hand like 1 inch from the hand that you were just holding, or both hands, And then you're going to move your hands and separate them from each other and see where you can feel the heat or the magnetic vibration of the hand without touching it. See if you can feel it. Some people call it the subtle vibrational field. Also part of psychic development is trying to get a sense of how to feel the electromagnetic field of other people or the aura. But usually, can you feel? Mm-hmm. Where do you feel my hands? Or when do you
close? Wow.
Yeah, everybody probably has a different place of where they're feeling the energy, because we all feel it. But you, can you feel it without
yeah.
touch? Can you feel the energy?
I can almost hear it.
Hold your hand.
I can almost hear it go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strong circle.
It's a strong vibe.
Yeah.
When you get more comfortable with intuitive readings, it becomes like reading Braille, because you start sensing what the feeling of the electromagnetic field, if it's like a positive energy or negative energy or fiery energy or a cool energy or an airy energy or a watery energy. So you learn how to interpret what you're feeling through time and experience. And the more hands you read, the more you start sensing what does all of this mean. That's probably palm reading that you can develop as you're learning the scientific palm reading, which is how do you read lines. So probably for tonight, since we're beginners, we're going to be looking at the main lines. There's variations on the main lines, but the main lines are the most important ones. And I always tell my palmistry classes, if you can read the top line in the hand, and if you learn that line and you can say three sentences about what it means, you'll be able to do an hour reading. Does anybody know? Does anybody know what the top line is? Horizontal across the hand.
Love.
If you can make three interesting comments about this top line, you can do an hour reading. I guarantee it.
The top line being kind of the moon shape.
I'm going to go around and I'll point to everyone's love line to make sure you know where your love line is, and then you can look at your neighbor's hand. But it's the top line long and horizontal across the top of the hand. I'm going to come around and make sure everybody knows where their line is, and you can kind of try to check in with your neighbor to look at where their top line is.
I wonder, because this looks so like, can you use this look like too? I'm not sure.
Okay,
this one's not part of it.
This looks actually like a career line is coming from here. But here, you are very interesting. Don't look at all the ways. You have done some interesting
interesting love line, I don't know.
If you can look at your other people's hands, can you compare it? I know.
If
anybody wants to see it really clear, it's a line of
those things. That's right.
Yeah. You're right. Deep and very easy to see.
Yours is more hard. But you got it?
Well, I think this is good.
You can hear the cross line like you have, but
this one here looks like a career line.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
This
one.
If you want to see the most out of the ordinary love line so far in the room, this hand here.
I think it's it's Billy.
Somebody really messed it up.
Top line. Top line with a fork. If anybody's interested in seeing what a really clear fork at the end of a headline looks like, this Jakosh right here, the top love line, have a fork at the end.
What does it mean to have a fork at the end? What is it for you?
I'll tell you forks in a minute.
Okay. I want a spoon.
I don't know what all that means. So can I see
her? Anybody wants to see an example of a simian line that goes straight across? She has almost a whole one, only in her right hand, not her left hand. But she has a line that is the headline of her love line are joined together. Do you want to see an example of that?
Definitely have a
lot
of life.
Okay, people are asking me what forks mean.
Yeah.
But let me just draw the line and then I'll tell you all.
What did you say about a
love line?
She's secretive.
There is a very interesting cross line that goes from her love line to her head line, or a downward fork. This is the first one I've seen in the class. So if you want to see what it works, it goes down from the love line into the head line. Looks like. Look at her. The head line is the next horizontal line. Okay, this is your love line. This is another out of the ordinary love line here. We're getting in a lot of.
Yeah, my son knows it.
Hers is warmer.
Hands on. At the end of the day, definitely hands on.
Whenever there's an unusual mark on a line or an unusual line, it means there's something unusual in relation to that line.
So where did it start?
This is two totally different love lines. One is higher order, one is lower order. So, hi, when I came in and went to the market, this is more free-spirited than the
Well, yeah.
Very emotional,
What does this mean?
What does that mean? If anybody wants to go around and point to their different hand types, or their different lines, but you know,
it forks here.
All the
forks in the
love
line.
We'll have to
one.
I can see somebody walking by the store.
Oh, look at all those beggars.
When a line goes up into the top of the fingers, it's like the energy is going over the top, meaning you have to stay grounded.
I work on that. Here's to writing your own page. Starting in
And so if that one goes right up between those two fingers. But she said this is a career line. This is a love line. This is on the cross. It starts out about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right. On this end, but on this end.
When lines are like electrical currents, and the electrical current flows. So if a line stops abruptly, it means that the current of that energy just for some reason kind of just stopped. But usually lines resume, I'd say like 98% of the time a line, if it stops, it resumes parallel or a little beneath it. Usually lines don't just disappear and leave the hand, but they do change direction.
No idea.
So if you want to know what I'm talking about, because she has a line that goes all the way up, I need a blackboard. Her hand shows a line that goes all the way up to the top of her finger, but then there's a break, and then it just comes down like a quarter of an inch and resumes. So it shows like there was a change of the electrical current. The electrical current is like the life force. So her emotional life force was flowing, and then all of a sudden, whoops, something happened to change the electrical force or her perception. And then so the break in the line shows transformation or transition. It's the same line, but there's been some kind of a change in the current.
How she perceives.
Okay, and forks. Think about the more the merrier. Because if you have one line and it's going this way, there's energy going, and usually you're in your hand, one line was going towards Jupiter, or the index finger. So the index finger represents, all the different fingers have qualities associated with them. And if you're into astrology, different planets. So, Jakosh, your love line goes up into Jupiter, which is idealism, philosophy, ambition, trying to get the bigger picture of what's compassion, what is love. Because it goes into Jupiter, and Jupiter's all about optimism, compassion, understanding things on a really deep, higher level. It's not kind of like nitty-gritty down here, it's way up here. So one of your lines goes up into being more philosophical, and then there's a line that goes down in your hand, down towards the headline. The headline brings in the head, the mind, the thoughts. So one is kind of like way up, trying to figure out the lofty visions of love, and the other's like, let me figure this out. Because one line goes towards the heaven, and the other line goes towards the head. The headline is the next line that goes across the middle of the hand. So, is this helping if I just like run around the
hand?
Is this okay with everybody? Can you in this direction? So,
which finger is going left?
Okay, this is the index finger, the finger that we point to. If your love line goes into that fleshy mound underneath it, that means it's going into the philosophical, idealistic qualities that's associated with life. The whole hand has to be mapped out with qualities, or it is mapped out with different attributes, human attributes, personality attributes. So it's like, before you really get heavily into it, but remember what I said, if you learn enough to how to talk three good sentences about that top line, you got it. But if you want to take time to like read books and get more clarity about how to read hands, you'll find out that the whole hand is like a map of attributes or human qualities. So underneath the index finger, I mean, think, how do we use this finger? What associations do you have with this finger? Think about how do you associate with this finger? How do you? See, we have, most of us think like, this is the pointing finger, this is like, but how do we associate with this one?
Yes, what is that one?
Or how do we think about this sign versus this sign? Because we're always using our fingers to communicate. But those communications are really totally plugged into the message of the hand and the attributes. It's cultural and universal at the same time. Because I've studied palmistry in India, and we borrowed their system thousands of years ago, the gypsies did, brought it to the West. So our system and their system pretty much overlays. There's a few changes, like the Indians always say, well, read a woman's left hand and a man's right hand. And I've read Indians that they go, you don't read the palm face. No, no, this works for me. Because whatever system you use is going to work for you. If you're going like, I don't want to touch her, I just want to look. Or I'm just going to read the thumb. Some people teach you can read it all in the thumb. Because the thumb is the mind, the intellect, and love.
the top is considered the will, and the middle is the intellect, and the bottom is Venus or love. So some people, I think they were taking, it was from the Berkeley Psychic Institute, they were taking classes and the lady was teaching, we just read the thumb, you'll get it all in the thumb, because if you're psychic, you'll know. So just know, you know, if you're psychic, you can just read the thumb. But if you want to read the whole thing, oh, and this hand, okay, what about this hand? What about this finger? Not to be rude to anyone, but I mean, how do we use this finger?
That's the great lesson that Saturn, the planet of lessons.
There you go.
Harsh lesson.
Take that lesson!
This is Saturn.
This is the middle one is associated with Saturn. Or up yours. You're going to get yours. You're going to get yours. And this is when you're reading it. This is underneath the fleshy parts are called the mounds underneath the fingers. So we've got the finger of Jupiter, but if you, we can call it index finger because we're not trying to teach astrology tonight, unless you want to learn astrology. But this is, as I said, this is the finger of philosophy. So underneath it is the mound of philosophy. So if your love line goes into that, you're more into trying to understand love on a bigger, universal, what's the meaning of love? Where if love, your love line just goes into the middle finger, which is the finger of difficulty, or challenge, or karma, or lessons, it means that so we're taking on more karma, or we have to be pulled out into trusting love more.
What if it doesn't go in there?
And if it just kind of like sits in the middle, you look at what finger it's under. So yours is in the middle. Okay, this beautiful hand right here, it goes right between, it's between the two fingers. It's not in this finger, but it doesn't end in this finger. So she has both qualities. Your part,
in Saturn.
Saturn, this middle finger, the up your finger, up yours, in a nice way, of course. It's hard work. It's a challenge. It's responsibility. It's melancholy. It's taking things more seriously. The difference between this is a finger of optimism. It's also the finger of pointing, which is leadership and telling people what to do. But it's optimism, whereas this finger is pessimism. An optimist would never do this to you, you know, not that I'm trying to do that to you, but as an example, you know, so this is the finger of pessimism, this is the finger of optimism. This is the finger of being more, trying to figure it out on a more universal level. Life, love, whatever, and this is more like, oh my God, I've got this mountain on my shoulders, and I'm going to work through this. It's challenging, but I'll make it through it. So this is the finger of more hard work.
Interesting that that's usually the longest one too that everybody has.
But there's a trick with looking at long fingers versus short fingers. You don't just look at the fingers, you look at the comparison between the palm itself and the fingers. So somebody can look at somebody's hand and go, that person has really long fingers, and I'll look at it and go, no, they have a really long palm and they have short fingers. So when you're looking at if you'd be looking at the difference between long fingers and short fingers, you compare the length of the palm with the length of the fingers. You don't just look at the fingers. And that's another lesson. But we're just trying to focus on major lines. And if anybody has questions, please feel free, because I don't know what you're doing.
I have a question.
Okay.
Double, this looks like it is a double line, a double heart line.
Is a double heart line?
Right here.
She's bisexual.
I know, she's stuck on this.
There's two people at once.
Up here, this one here, and then here.
She has a line that's a minor line called the girdle of Venus. That's what you have. So if you wanted to look it up, or if I was going to tell you, she has like a crescent line above her love line.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't. It's not a complete
length of the love line. It's easier to kind of like, it parallels, but not totally. You actually have a partial girdle of Venus. That's how I would read that. A girdle of Venus, I call it the three S's, sensuality, sexuality, and sensitivity. And you have a cornucopia where it overflows of being really sensitive, emotional, passionate. Kind of like you get an extra Venus helping.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. It's nice as long as you keep it in balance. But I'm sure it's nice. It's gotta be nice. You look like it's really nice. So,
maybe it turns into Lilith if it's unbalanced.
Well, she stood up for,
you know, and this is the thing with everybody's hands. What's wonderful about palmistry are there not a duplicate. You never do a duplicate reading ever. So her girdle of Venus could be something that shows more sensitivity. Well, another person's girdle of Venus could show maybe more wild abandonment. So it just really, you have to like try to tune into the person. You look at the other lines to make little bits of comparisons here and there. But back to, did I answer your question about the fork, Jakosh? You asked about the fork and we've gotten distracted.
I don't think so. I got so interested in everything you were saying. I don't think so. So what about,
okay, so one fork was going up towards your top finger, which is more universal, and the other fork was going down more towards your headline, which shows trying to bring thought into your process, your emotional process. So you're kind of divided between, I totally believe and want to expand in this, and oh my God, let me make sure I'm okay.
Actually, it's a three-way fork.
Well, think about a three-way fork. It's like Neptune, or the Shiva trident. They're pretty powerful as far as like being able to dive under the surface. If you have a three-way fork on anything, think of a Shiva trident or a Neptune fork, and they usually have something that brings about more willingness to like take it to a deeper level, either Shiva trident or a Neptune pitchfork that he zooms under the sea with.
There's a line that's much darker than any of those that go straight up to Saturn.
Is that one of the
points? I'm just asking because I know a lot of other people have it too.
Well, no, that line is actually your career line.
Which
one's the
career line?
Which one's the career line?
I don't have that.
The one that got lost in Saturn.
Yeah, it's totally. No, you're.
The
Jakosha's career line is really interesting because it goes between her ring finger and her Saturn finger, which is really out of the ordinary, and usually you don't see that.
What's your career line?
Where's the career line?
Where's
the
career line?
We're gonna do the. We'll do these four lines. So I've got to like move quickly. We're gonna try to show you. The lifeline goes around the thumb. The biggest crescent-shaped line that goes around the thumb is the lifeline. And then the line that goes through the middle of the hand, underneath the love line, is the headline or the line of intellect.
Wait, would I say that again?
The line that goes across the middle of the hand,
okay,
is the headline.
Yeah.
And the career line goes up the middle. It's the only vertical line in the hand, but it can like have different twists or curves, but it goes up. I'm going to come around the room, I'm going to point to all your major lines, and then try to look at your neighbor's major lines so that you can get a sense of comparison.
My career line is really deeper on my
left. And also, if you're having trouble seeing lines, Sylvie's kind of cupping her hand, and that deepens the lines, you can see them better.
So, okay, here, I'll see. This is her career line coming up. And it's going on. No, it's going to be hard
work. But it's when I said the middle finger pessimism, it's just when I'm doing comparison between Jupiter and Apollo. If your career line goes there, it doesn't mean you're pessimistic. It means you're a hard worker. because the key word for the middle finger is you're going to work your butt off. So if your career line goes into Saturn or the middle finger, it really means that you're going to be working really hard and taking it very seriously. Well, that's Saturn. Focus.
Mine
doesn't. This is money.
Well, mine
doesn't.
Oh, it's your line.
I'm not sure. I'm just reading it because when it's lighter, it means you have to do more.
There are
emotions
there. I don't know what
I'm reading. But your headline, you've got a double headline ending, and this is the main headline across, and your lifeline is down this way. Can anyone check out?
Well, is this my career line that's got this break and
it's like jamming in your direction.
Is this split here?
This shows expansion. You're going to be like trying to like go off in new directions here.
Is it here this way or the time from
oh, is
the
it?
Yeah, it has got time with line. All the lines start at this side of the hand at the beginning. So your lifeline begins here, then you go down. It ends at the wrist. The love line starts at this side also, and the headline starts at this side, so this is like birth. And then when they cross the hand, that's like crossing through time. Just the opposite, the career line starts with birth down at the wrist. Farther up is later life. Where did I stop?
Well, I have one question.
This is incredibly fast. No, that's your headline. This is your career line.
You mentioned the lifeline coming out.
It forks.
What does that mean? Well, it forks here, right? Does that mean that one of the...
Okay, we have an example hand here. He's asking about the fork at the end of his lifeline because he's got a really long fork that goes way over in this fork. His outer side of his palm. This is Venus and love and emotion and family. The family is over here. This is travel over here. So this shows like moving, you can not go anywhere, but even traveling psychically, but trying to leave what's familiar, move away from what you know, but at the same time you're holding on to it.
How do you tell where the present moment is on that?
That would be playing with your hand and trying to like tune in.
Okay.
She has a double lifeline. Double lifeline, double the pleasure, double the fun. Because if you were a trapeze artist and you fell from one line, you have another line to catch you. So if you see a double line, they're called angel lines. And please look at each other's hands around so then if you really want to try to get a sense of what other people's hands, because this is a golden opportunity right here.
What happens to you? I think it's interesting. It jumps from one side of the headline to the other.
Interesting.
And the funny thing is that if it starts, starts here, goes down, and then makes a jump over, and considering how long it is, and I think about when I made changes in career, I was in mostly engineering until 2004. So, talk about big changes around 2002, 2004.
It means you've got a lot left.
That much?
I don't know. It's like halfway through your life. You've got a really long time.
I
don't know what you'd call your career now, though.
Consultant or something. Well, I mean, I was for 8 years.
I'm
doing now, even a little bit, I could still call consultant. Got it all figured out.
I don't think this is my field.
And I've stared at my hand before, but this is the first time I've understood that this is a career line. And this jump over the headline at one point. Maybe it's from the left brain to the right brain.
That's interesting. That would be interesting. Yeah, I think it's a possible interpretation. I also find it interesting how different it is. I have a much harder time reading my hand. It's so much easier to see in your
hand. Especially if I go like this.
Yeah,
look at how they just pop out.
I know they do. But even without, you can
read it.
Well, you know, maybe you've got more skin tone, more resilience, more elasticity in your skin.
I was thinking, well, maybe as a man you've done more, like a man, you work with it, but you didn't do it. You lived with your mind all your life. So
yeah, I haven't done that.
You haven't done that. So I want to see your double line. Good, you're on your second life now. You're on a whole new life. You seem to be doing very well in this one, too. I'm interested in Sagittarius energy, it's hard to lean down.
I'm
I have a feeling she may be right. A great deal of palm reading is I think a great deal of astrological reading is psychic.
When I first started reading, when I was taking classes many years ago, and people would say, "Oh, will you do mine?" I would do it, and then when I finished, I would be strange because I didn't have I was channeling something or other. But
and intuition can come from a lot of places.
I'm also going to give you encouragement for reading palms. If you tell someone that you can read palms, you'll never be lonely.
Yeah.
This is the encouragement for learning palmistry. If you tell people you read palms, you will never be lonely.
Is that the same as you'll never be alone?
Well, yeah, sure. You'll never be alone because they'll be like, "Will you read mine? Will you read palms? Will you read mine?" So that's like an encouragement for it. And it's really good is for like meeting guys, meeting girls meeting guys.
You get to hold their hands.
And you get a lot of information really fast when you start talking about that top line.
Yeah.
So you kind of accelerate your connection and you know, okay, this is someone I'd like to do it. No, maybe I don't know. It's a little bad going on. Maybe I don't want to do it with this person. So it's kind of like a really good way to like get more insight into a person and get closer to a person really quickly. And it's kind of like walking into a room and going, "Oh, can I read your palm?" You know, there's a little magic that goes with it. So if you're single and looking for love, highly recommend find the person who you're most attracted to and say, "Oh, I'm learning palmistry. Would you let me look at your hand?" And it doesn't matter if they have three wives or not, or you know, two husbands. They're gonna go, "Yeah." And then you get to know that person pretty fast, and you'll have a really good connect one way or another. So another reason to learn palmistry. It's a very good social skill.
What a line!
What a line!
I'm going to come back. I just have to finish
this. I'd like to find out what she found so interesting about my...
Your love line.
My love line on my left hand.
Yeah, I know.
Way different.
Ooh la la! She says it's sort of wavy.
But my the one
mean that
shows
it will have some ups and downs.
Does not. But it's, you know, this career, you know, there's got to be some significance to where the career line crosses the love line. There's got to be something going on.
It crosses the love line. Yeah.
Does your career line cross your love line?
Well, it kind of goes up like this, so it crosses the heart line, the head line, and the heart line. I go straight up into the Saturn thing, which means working really hard.
I want everybody to like take your neighbor's hand and just hold the person's hand next to you. I mean, look at it, but hold it and look. And so you're going to have, your hands are going to be like this. One hand is going to look at one person and the other person is going to look. So you're each going to be looking at each other's hands. So can you figure out how to hold the person who's sitting next to you?
Okay.
If it's
possible.
I
think it makes more sense to look at
it. Here's another example, people holding up their hands. But you want to just like hold it at the wrist. If you're going to hold at the wrist.
Okay.
So that the fingers are just kind of dropping however they drop.
Okay,
this is palmistry really quick that you can key in. If you just look at how a person holds their hand, if a person's fingers are loose, they are open-minded. If they're tight and rigid, then they're more conservative. So you look at how a person's fingers are. Are they open and letting things flow through them, or are they like holding like tight?
Do you mean in terms of space or rigidity of fingers?
Both. Well, if you're touching, then you can feel if it's rigid as well as tight. But just for looking, when you see a person's hand, if you see they're holding like this, they're more conservative, but they're holding on tight to life, to their values, to their money, to things that are important to them. If a person's like this, they're more open, they're more flowing.
You mean the space?
We're just talking space. They say if things can drop through the fingers, they're open to letting things come in and go out. Where if they go like this, they're trying to hold everything, check it out, make sure it's okay.
Now what?
She'll be back in 15 minutes.
You do till your arms get tired and then quit.
Yeah, but earlier, you know, I was out there like this.
Yeah, I know. Your hand was kind of finger. See, I had mine on both
yeah,
sides.
Well,
it's
easier to do it like
yeah,
this.
It is.
Holding
I know.
The whole
I know.
Arm weight.
So we're not conservative. We kind of knew that.
The question was, what does a headline mean? A headline is the
actually,
mental attitude,
this, you can't see it
intellectual perspective, how a person thinks about life. That's all kind of in the headline. It's how a person uses their mind.
Okay.
What if somebody doesn't have
an intellect? Intellect.
She's seen one. She doesn't have one, but she's seen one.
You don't have to go through.
No, I
have
a date with a guy.
I'd be very careful. Okay, we have another question. We're going backwards. So this is the pointing finger of leadership and philosophy. The middle finger is hard work and responsibility and seriousness. The ring finger is creativity and art. The ring finger is creativity and art.
It's fun.
And the little finger is communication and research and money.
So this is Sun, and we don't have any.
Mercury, Sun, Saturn.
This is a Jupiter, Saturn. That would be the Sun, and that would be Mercury. Venus is somehow over here. The mound of Venus, I think,
yeah.
Is here. And so the Moon doesn't seem to be represented.
Not
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and.
What is she? She was just talking about the mound of Venus. But you know, each segment has a meaning
to it. Oh, right,
that's
true, too. But I think, yeah.
Didn't she say something about the mind or something with the sun?
Because
I think a mind with Mercury. She felt that the communication.
Are you up there with the sun? We like a threesome.
You've got a partner.
Oh, there you go. We'll share Carl. How's that? He's in the middle.
Mine actually crossed. And my heart line intersects also with the lifeline up there. Like it started out together. heart and the life. And then the headline came here and crossed the lifeline.
Oh, this is very interesting. We have no idea what it means.
No. This is the hard one. So I have this one. This is a clear line. But down here, it jumps over the headline. It jumps over the headline.
Okay, I keep getting this question that I was trying to hold off until later, but since I keep getting it, I'm going to answer it because it's on more than one person's mind. If your headline and your lifeline join at the top, that means that your mind is trying to be more conscious of what you're doing instead of just being spontaneous and impromptu. You're trying to figure things out before you do it. And if there's a big space between the headline and the lifeline, it means you're more risk-taking, more just live in the moment. But when they join, it's like, we got to make sure we're not messing up here.
Maybe join way.
Yeah,
yours.
Did you say the heart line?
So you have a tendency to be more cautious.
No,
and more logical and left brain, I think.
Oh, you're right. Okay. And so
maybe, but what is it? I tell people I'm bipolar.
Bipolar. Well, you can definitely be very left-brained. You have that ability, but you also have that other side, which is poetry and astrology.
And the thing is that the left brain is more associated with security. And if there are, you know, any fears about security, for example, my tendency is to go to the left brain because that's been a long-standing, well-practiced thing. And relying on my intuition is not something I have the same experience base with.
That's like more like you use your right brain things as more at play than practical everyday things. I think that's very much what our society is going to do that. We're very
I'd like to turn that around a little bit. Right. Live more on instead of what I figured out, but what I'm drawn to. You know.
Yeah, I've learned to do that. I can far as whether or not I will. I have a when I went to Qigong, I just had the feeling that was a good thing for me, and that I like Michael was good for me.
Yeah.
And I thought he's a great teacher, so that he, you know, he's funny. It keeps entertaining. I think exercise is utterly boring, but they're not if I go there. So that worked really well for me. And I watched David Parker, and there are other people, charity thing. Well, you ought to go see Dr. Laura or Secretary. I got all these free things because I've been swapping with her for website design, and I can get you in. And I just, there's something about that my intuition says, this person is really screwed up. I don't want to have those kind of vibes around me. And I've learned to listen a lot to things like that. This is a good thing and this is not. And then there are those that there's something going on, I can tell, and I can't quite figure out what it is. And that's another one. Is it both of us? My intuition is saying that.
I'm not sure I believe in all of this. You know, maybe if you're a gypsy, you get disability. And I didn't believe in astrology at all. The first time I watched somebody do a chart for somebody I knew and I was just dumbfounded. And then she did mine and I was equally dumbfounded. But I had to be convinced. My little left brain had to say, there's something here I don't understand. And for me to go in there, it had to really, it's almost like that tilt thing that you get with a Zen koan, that you get to say, I can't understand, there's no way my left brain can understand this, and then you just kind of go with it and try it. So I learned to do that, but yeah, it would be nice if one could just trust that intuition. But my intuition told me I'm married to Charity's dad, and I said, I don't know.
Well, if you had, it wouldn't have
to. I know. That she told me that one time. I said, oh, my quiet earth, I should say. No. And he just says, Mom, you shouldn't say that because it would be, and that's true.
I don't know.
No, I haven't, but I have almost everything he's put out. And
you are
on my iTunes on the computer.
Yeah.
And what is right next to my dressing table? So I'm combing my hair and stuff.
Listening,
letter good.
Good,
yeah.
What's the ring of phone? Good way to start the day.
I still have a couple of LPs.
Your lifeline? Rear line?
And a bunch of tape.
Well, you got it all figured out?
No?
I haven't either. Let's see. We've discovered both Betty and I, our headlines and our lifelines don't cross, but his do.
That's the career line coming up here.
I will not wait.
This line right here breaks and jumps to see. Here's my headline coming up like this. The career line goes up like this. One side of the headline jumps to the other side. So yours doesn't have a break in it. Yours kind of continues straight. It has all these interesting little lines. Right up, you know, kind of crossed, kind of, like touching on an arrow. Like it seems like there's a lot of energy. On the career line, up as it gets into this. This mound there. See, that doesn't show. On the other hand, do you have a line? Which one?
That was fresh air.
Yeah.
And that's funny, I'm just going to that
door.
This finger is higher up, so he's a little higher than this.
I don't think I have a career line. I can't find it.
That's like if I was
Should go over to the cost. Oh. No, my mind goes like, I say, good God, what I say. Is it anything I'm asking?
When you see it,
well,
such is
life.
I'm like, oh,
no, I can't imagine that would be of any interest at all.
Not like something tremendously embarrassing that we've done.
I can't think of it. The Howard seems at Spring Lake. The lights in the stage.
I went on a tank house tour today. Well, those are probably
the water tank.
And there's a water tank in there. Some of them still have the windmills on them. And people have done a lot of interesting things with those. They've made guest houses out of them. One guy today had made a man cave on the second level. And he had a couple of easy chairs and he had two shelves. He had a little refrigerator for beer.
Whoa! An ideal thing for that.
Actually, more than two chairs.
And two TVs, you can watch two different football
his
games.
Buddies come over and they want to go up there and watch football, and they have two different games going. His wife's probably very grateful.
But they're not in the house.
You know, one of my brothers has a tree house, a multi-level tree house. It doesn't have walls and a roof, but, you know, it's like a deck. It has a big tree in the backyard. He goes out there. That's where he usually
is. I need to bring this to a close. I'm sorry. I'm taking too long talking to everybody. But are there any one last question for one person before we turn it over to Jim? Okay, this is my last question.
I have heard that the new individuals, indigos, all have an M on their hand, and I've seen that. Have you heard anything like that?
Or
what that might mean?
The indigo children?
I think indigo children just have really high vibrational fields, and most people have M's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really?
So that was just hearsay?
Well, not that it's just hearsay, but because I haven't done a study to know that all indigo children have M.
Yeah.
And I haven't read that in books, so I don't know if it's true or not true. But there's a lot of M's and hams. But the vibrational field would definitely be different. Thank you very much, everyone.